And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. There's some good news on the Bible front as the American Bible Society's final State of the Bible report shows renewed cultural interest in the Word of God, which ends a three-year decline. Scripture engagement jumped from 18 to 20% of Americans, with Bible users increasing from 38% to 41%. That surge is driven primarily by millennials, with a 9-point rise in Bible use to 39%, and men increased their Bible use across every generation, up from 34% to 41%. Meanwhile, a new report from the Concerned Women for America confirms what parents already suspected, and that's that Netflix has turned children's programming into LGBT indoctrination. The study found 41% of shows in both TVG and TVY7 categories contain LGBT themes, with even 21% of preschool programming introducing gender identity concepts. Shows like The Magic School Bus Rides Again now feature transgender or trans-coded characters. Netflix bragged in 2023 that over half of their programs featured LGBT characters. And in related news, GLAAD is complaining that 41% of LGBT characters on TV will be gone by next year due to show cancellations. Trans-inclusive shows like Heartstopper and 911 Lone Star are being axed. GLAAD admits these characters are designed to produce social change. At least they're finally being honest about their agenda. Liberal Seattle is currently in the middle of a conundrum. Their World Cup Pride match in June features Egypt versus Iran, two nations where homosexuality is criminalized and, in Iran's case, punishable by death. The Pride Match Advisory Committee is insisting that soccer has a, quote, unique power to unite people across borders, cultures, and beliefs. I think they probably should have checked all of those beliefs first. At Vanguard University in California, a student started an independent pro-life club after administrators denied her request for a Students for Life chapter, citing concerns about political advocacy. After clarifying that the club would focus on service, things like baby showers and diaper drives, rather than politics, the school then approved it. Apparently, supporting pregnant mothers is only acceptable if you don't call it what it is. And in a stunning twist of irony, at the University of Washington, research is showing global air quality improvements have actually accelerated climate warming by modifying clouds. Reducing particulate pollution decreased clouds' cooling effect, allowing more sunlight to reach ocean surfaces. The environmentalists, well, it seems like they accidentally broke the planet while trying to fix it. Though I'm sure this is just going to call for more money and control to solve the problem they seem to have created. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.